Hello, everyone. Coming up, Free Dining has been released, and according to Pete and maybe some of our agents, it seems like it actually may be a part of a larger game of Smoke and Mirrors. Ooh, interesting. The Disney Skyliner has an opening date set, and so does Rise of the Resistance. All of that, more coming up live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1041 for the week of July 16th, 2019. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And also by Disboards.com. Join over a million Disney fans planning and discussing their Disney vacations, recent news, rumors, and so much more. Head over to Disboards.com and join the discussion today. Hello, everyone. My name is Craig Williams, and I still cannot get the name of the travel agency that sponsors our show correct. And today I am joined alongside by Sean Falk, returning to the show after many moon.
Yeah.
Many a moon.
Many a moon.
Okay. So, and then also Corey Fiascanaro.
Hey there.
And then, of course, Denny Sunderly.
Hi there.
I said, of course, it's only the second time you've been on the show.
No, it's of course.
Yeah. But I mean, of course.
Why not?
Obviously.
Hello.
Okay. Duh. And obviously, duh, in the back, Ryan Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, brah.
Yes. Thanks for being here, brah. Totally awesome. I am so excited for this. So, yeah, no, it's, we have what we would like to call a skeleton crew here, I believe, yesterday. I called it where the scrap ends.
Yep. the scrap ends.
Nice.
Still really good.
I was going to say the garbage pail kids.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Fine.
Yeah, I mean, we're all of that and more. Yes. Yeah, so if you didn't get on Facebook this morning, you don't use Facebook, you might not know Pete did post that he wouldn't be on the show today. Unfortunately, the problems he's having with his back are still flaring up, and while he can sit in the chair here to host a time or two for like 15-20 minutes, you know, for a full 60 minutes, potentially even more, that's just a little too much for him. So unfortunately, you're stuck with me again. But I promise to be a little bit more positive and happy today. I think last time I hosted last week, I was in a bad mood. I don't remember. I was feeling goofy. That was the night I was tired. That was when I was super out of it.
But I don't think you were like negative last week.
No, I wasn't negative. I was tired. It's I always pick a different mood and emotion for every time I host.
Oh yeah.
So it's like I'm going through all of the Inside Out characters.
I can't wait for disgust. Pinch poke, owe me a Coke.
My favorite.
I'm not gonna be hosting next week. It's not in my contract, so I've got to back off and move on. Mm-hmm. John and Kevin, you might be wondering where they are. They're about to join a group of Dizzers out there in San Francisco, California, as part of a Diz-exclusive ABD, and then they'll transfer down to Southern California for Backstage Magic. So that's why they're not here. And since I'm going to continue talking about the scrap ends that we have here and why we are the scrap ends. Corey and Julie are celebrating a big anniversary out in Vegas. They're going to see a musical act that I can't remember. Maybe Gwen Stefani.
Feels appropriate.
I know it's definitely one of Julie's favorite artists, and I know they got like the whole works involved in it, so that's why they're not here. And Kathy and Teresa are busy dealing with a lot of the nonsense that we're going to be talking about very soon in the news. And Steve is on vacation.
Yay.
That's like the least exciting one of them all. Everyone else had something like, we're doing something good. And then it's Steve.
So can we get some shirts made that say scrap ends on them?
Ends.
I'd love to rep that.
You know what?
We could like be a bowling league team or something.
It sounds like the thing you order at Four Rivers. Like
the scrap ends.
The burnt ends.
The burnt ends.
And the scrap ends. Yeah. No, that's that is us. And
fantastic.
But it's fine. It's fine. We're going to make do with what we have. So, like I said, we got in the cold open there. We have a lot of fun news to talk about coming up here at the beginning. We have Sean back. So for everyone wondering where Sean has been, assuming that he has just been fired or fallen off the face of the earth. Sean, can you just clear the record? Where have you been?
I do still work here. First of all, I still work here. I haven't done as much with shows. I do a lot with the travel agency side. I do a lot with Disney Vacation Club now. I went through stuff like my dad recently passed away. So I just had a lot going on as far as that. And there's a ton of people that come on the Tuesday show. So like I'm pretty okay with not doing it, so I'm fine. So I'm cool being a scrap-in, so that's not a big deal to me. No. So I do a lot with behind the scenes stuff, and I'm pretty pleased with it. And I have a lot of housekeeping stuff, so when we get there,
excellent,
we might already be there.
I think we got through all the people, so we're almost there. So first, I'm going to throw it. I know Rhino has some housekeeping, so I'm going to throw it to him first.
Okay. So I just want to say this about Patreon really quick. If you are a supporter on there, you might have seen a message I posted. If not, this is me telling you about it again. But we are going to be getting rid of our $3 tier, which right now and since we started was our thank you tier. You know, thank you for everything that you guys do out there, contribute to us, that helps us up the quality and the production value of everything that we do and expand the offerings that we have. We really wouldn't be able to have done that so much in the last couple of years without the support of the Patreon people, but we wanted to create a new lower tier that offered a little bit more to it, and so we are going to introduce a $5 tier that is going to it's going to start with me doing a audio only show, and anything that goes in this tier will probably be audio only, and it would be, I don't want to call it DizPop, but we're probably just going to call it DizPop because a lot of people asked about doing that again, like when Disney movies are coming out. And basically, I just want to use it as sort of a forum for some, you know, I'm editing these videos, and when they're processing, sometimes I have thoughts about like, oh, this Mulan trailer came out, or, you know, after I see The Lion King, I want to talk about it, and it would be, you know, I can just do it on my phone or sitting at the computer while I'm waiting for a video to process or something like that. And I thought it would be a good thing to bring that in or talk about, you know, it can really be anything, but I'm starting with the movies and TV and stuff like that. And then I don't have to be the only one who has an audio only show. For all we know, Corey could eventually have one, or whoever person wants to figure out how to do it, they can do it. So but it'll start with me, and I'll do a preview of one before we go. But if you are in that $3 tier and you don't want to move up to $5, you don't have to. You don't even have to be donating that $3. You can donate $1, because what I'm going to do is whatever I had been releasing to that $3 tier, which in the list of what you get from that tier, it is just like thank yous. But I within the last like 2 years, I've been releasing like behind the scene photos, and I'll open up posts on there to everybody to kind of get feedback from that group of people. But if you are donating any dollar amount, I will open that up to all Patreon supporters. So you basically can be donating $1, $7, whatever. It doesn't have to be part of a tier. It can be part of a tier, whatever, but you'll be getting some more content. We're trying to spread it out and make it more valuable. And whatever tier you are in, so if you are in the top tier, you get the access to every tier below that. And I made a post the other day that was specifically me just trying to let only the $3 people know what we were doing. And some people thought I was giving access to them and not the higher tier to some sort of content, and that wasn't the case. It was just I needed to message just those people, and I wasn't sure if it had worked or not. So that was a long-winded thing, but check it out, Diz Unplugged, patreon.com/DizUnplugged, and we'll probably delete that tier within the next week, but I will make sure to have a sampling of what you would get in the $5 tier before that.
Excellent.
Cool. Yes.
Thank you, Rhino.
And just a quick piggyback on what Rhino just said, if you are a Patreon member in the $10 tier or higher, there's a fabulous music video that I just put out last week. Go check it out. That's all I'll say.
Fantastic.
Oh, sorry, I switched to you early, Craig.
Of course, I'm monitoring chat, and someone just brought up the They just said, you remember the time that we all thought Steve died?
Oh.
Dear God.
Bless his heart.
No, it's because there was one point in time where I believe I might have been hosting, and I was like, and Steve's no longer
he's
with
no
us.
Longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's no longer with us. Yeah. And
we've learned about words and terminology, mm-hmm. what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like doing that.
Put it
anyways,
in the Craigtionary.
Okay, so moving on. I believe Pete wanted someone to plug Magic Candle Company. I'm not the person to do that because I hate candles, so
someone else. I did talk to him about the Magic Candle Company. So we had done a...
I like how you said it right there. Like, it was very forced.
We had a little discussion about it. Back a few months ago, maybe, I was on a best and worst show that was all about the top five and worst five smells at Disney, and I did not know any of the smells that anyone was referring to, but now I do because of Magic Candle Company. So they made specific smells that I can smell anytime I would
Tomorrowland
like
bathroom.
Pretty much anything I'd want at this point. We got some literally on the table, I guess Pete had out, like Contemporary, they're right here. So just an extra plug for that. You can use the coupon code DisneyInfo and get 15% off if you're looking for a candle. There's some new scents coming out fairly quickly. I checked into that yesterday. So in the next couple weeks, there's a few new scents. And I don't know. Some of y'all aren't buying candles, so you gotta buy some candles.
Now's the time.
It's candle time. So it's getting towards winter. So
stack up your candles. Light them up.
I imagine that Sean exclusively heats his house using Magic Candle Company candles.
Yes, so
I will say
winter is coming.
The first week I moved down to Florida, it was like in the 30s and 40s, and I didn't know that when you moved into a new place that the electricity wasn't just on because it was my first time living on my own. So I couldn't afford good candles. So I went out and bought like one of the 200 pack of the tea candles.
Yeah.
And was just using those to light everything.
Pioneer days.
Yeah. It was super embarrassing. So
a major fire hazard.
So get ready for winter with Magic Candle. Sean, you also have a couple other things.
I do. I have a few things with Disney Vacation Club. So I don't know if we've been talking about that more on the Tuesday shows. I have no idea. So a couple new things have come out. There is a group in general called DVC Fan that you're able to join. Pete started that. So that's for everyone to talk about everything with Disney Vacation Club. I've now made a branch off from that called DVC Fan Canceled Reservations. That's a good place to go. Everyone posts when before they cancel one of their Disney Vacation Club reservations. They kind of let people know in there, hey, I'm going to call tomorrow and get rid of my Animal Kingdom Lodge, whatever. So it kind of gives people in the group a chance to swoop in and grab those. Obviously, if you're on the wait list, you can still be on the wait list and try and grab them as well. So just to give people an extra chance, and the link to that on Facebook is in the description, I guess. It will be there.
Yeah, once it's there.
Yeah, once we're posted, like it'll be there. So you can follow that and just answer the questions and join the group. The other thing that launched back maybe about 2 weeks ago, but I don't know how public it's been, is text words. You can text 888-111, and you can text whichever Disney Vacation Club resort you are looking to purchase, and you will get a text message as soon as one comes up in the user you want and also at the resort that you're looking for. So, and I send out those text messages, so they'll come right to your phone. You just have to actually fill out the form that comes with it. A lot of people just opt in and they're like, oh, I want Grand Floridian. And then they never give me their name or what user they want. And I have no way to contact you if you don't do that. So it's all pretty automated and you can opt out anytime you want to. But it's 888-111 and all the text words are going to be included as well in a link that's going to be after we're done here. So you can see that. And if you're wanting to buy Disney Vacation Club resale, that's a really good way to get informed instantly.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Good. Does anyone else have any other housekeeping?
No.
Okay. Well, I've got the last final bit of housekeeping coming from the ghost of John Magi.
Great. Start another rumor.
I'm starting it all. So John wanted to say for everyone, for those, not everyone, but for those attending our 20th anniversary of Dreams event in August, we only have spots available at the following events. Thursday, 8/8/19, 12-3, pin trading with Fiasco, Ballroom of the Americas B. And then Friday, 8/9/19, from 3-5, the Ice Cream Social hosted by Dreams Unlimited Travel Agents. And with that, he says, and the Ice Cream Social just got cooler. No pun intended on that, because we're having a beach party. Come get some ice cream and meet Mickey and Minnie in their beach attire and party with a DJ playing summer sounds.
Nice.
I'm not sure what a summer sound is, but...
The waves.
Okay. Yeah. So it'll just be background music? Yeah. Be like,
it'll be their
white sound.
Yeah. Yeah, their sleep machine.
Exactly. Fantastic.
I want to say one thing about my my little pin event, too. If you've ever been to any of if you've ever been to any of Disney's major pin trading events, what they'll do is they'll put up a big pin cork board, and any of the guests can just walk up and one-for-one trade any of the pins on the board with any of their pins. And usually the pins are much better than the pins you'd normally find on cast member lanyards. And I will be having something similar at my station at our event. So make sure if you're a pin trader or you're even like a little bit of a pin trader, bring your traders and take advantage of that.
It's awesome.
So details of all events and links to sign up forms can be found on the thread on the Disboards, the Dis Unplugged board titled 20 Years of Dreams Event Official Thread. And you should be able to find that. It's posted everywhere since the thread was created. But if you're still struggling, make sure it's up there again. So anywho, let's move on. Let's get out of that housekeeping and let's move on to the news. And we're going to launch with the first big story that that I think everyone who's anyone has been talking about this morning, or you don't care about free dining and you haven't been talking about it. But anyways, Disney fans will be happy to know that despite Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening on August 29th at Hollywood Studios, Walt Disney World is once again offering their free dining promotion this fall and holiday seasons. The offer will be available for booking July 16th through September 29th for the following travel dates: September 1st through the 18th, November 17th through the 27th, and then December 8th through the 23rd. Guest booking stays at select value and moderate resorts can receive the quick service dining plan, while guests staying at the deluxe and deluxe villa resorts can get the Disney dining plan. Ooh. So the select Disney deluxe villa resort hotels, of course, would be the Boulder Ridge Villas, Copper Creek Villas and Cabins, Animal Kingdom, Jumbo House and Kidani, the Beach Club Villas, Boardwalk Villas, Old Key West Resort, Polynesian Village and Bungalows, Riviera Resort for stays starting December 16th when it opens, more on that later, and Saratoga Springs Resort. The deluxe hotels would be Animal Kingdom Lodge, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, Wilderness Lodge, and Yacht Club. I know I said that wrong. It was on purpose. Deal with it. And then for the moderate resorts, Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, and the Cabins at Fort Wilderness. And finally, for those value hotels, we have Art of Animation, Family Suites Only, All-Star Music Resort, All-Star Sports, and Pop Century. So to take advantage of the free dining offer, guests must book a 5-night stay that includes theme park tickets with Park Hopper for each guest. In addition to the free dining offer, there's additionally room-only offers as well, which may be a better value, as always, that we like to warn people about. And the room-only package, or not room-only package,
yeah,
that's the same thing. The room-only discount, I believe, is 20% off on this one. So, and then they do have another package that's it's a really funky package. It's very, I think Pete described it as, it's very similar to that weird baby one that they had a few weeks back, but just tweaked a little bit more. So the way it was written up on here is, folks can take advantage of a specially priced room and ticket package for less than $2,073. A family of four can enjoy a package that includes a 3-night stay in a standard room at Disney's All-Star Resort Hotel and 3-day Walt Disney World theme park base tickets. And there's plenty of more details on it and available, but I'm not going to go over all that. If it's anything you're interested in booking, of course, we always recommend Dreams Unlimited Travel to help you with any of your needs on that. And then, of course, if you're already booked, you know, your Dreams Unlimited travel agent is working on making sure that you do have the best deal available. And I'm getting very tired of rambling, so I'm going to let anyone share any of their other thoughts on this while I pull up some of Pete's thoughts that he asked me to share, as well as some of our agents' thoughts on this.
Well, yeah, I'm one of the agents, so I'll go, I guess. I did look through this morning. It's always one of those rumored, talked about things where like free dining might launch this week or next week or whatever. So I did get on this morning and look through to see if I could find anything for my clients that I've booked. I didn't find a lot. Like the options there for a lot of the resorts, almost everything is saying that it just physically isn't available at all. A couple of people I was able to find it for, but I actually couldn't get them as good of a deal because a lot of the people I originally booked, I gave them like the Sun and Fun room only offer, not realizing they were going to release dining. So like now adding the dining back has actually caused their overall price to go up. It's still a little cheaper than if they added dining, but if you originally didn't want dining, it's kind of gotten to be like a little bit of a mess. And I know the phone lines are super backed up. Mm-hmm. I saw in our travel agent group that you were talking about it, like, oh, I've been on hold forever, and if somebody can get up with somebody, that'd be great. So I'm not sure about all that's happening, but I do know one of the things to always look for is the room only rates, as well as depending on how long your stay is, looking at pass holder options as well. I had a new family that tried to book this morning, and they're coming for 11 nights, which is a long time. But you know, it was actually cheaper for them to buy an annual pass and then buy at the annual pass holder rate, even compared to the fall savings rate that Disney came out with. It kind of balanced out, so I was able to get them that rate at their deluxe resort for $3,800, whereas the standard rate, not standard rate, but the discounted rate without a pass holder would have been $4,800 mm-hmm. for the resort only. So that's your $1,000 that mm-hmm. since they just like skyrocketed the price of mm-hmm. annual passes 3 weeks after mine expired. so like once the price went up, now that's your $1,000 to pay for that. Obviously that wouldn't work well if you're doing value or moderate, and it wouldn't really work that well if you were doing a 5 day or a 6 day. But even another family I saw that had a week, they were trying to do a deluxe. Using the pass holder was about $650 less total. So if you're planning on getting one anyway, or you want to upgrade and you have to buy the park tickets, if you're going for 4 days, that's already $400 and something. That's your other $600 right there to put towards it if you do want one person in your group to get an annual pass, get that discount, and then you can get some of the other discounts around. So don't be, you know, make sure you do check or have your agent check pass holder rates as well, because sometimes it can work to have one person get it.
Especially if it's like kind of close, like it's like, oh, it's almost going to save us money, but you have to consider the discounts you're going to get too on like food and merch and everything like that. It'll probably balance out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Most and you never know. You could take another trip. I mean, mm-hmm. within that year, mm-hmm. I mean, it's for this trip, but what if another quick trip happens later?
Right. And I think that's the big thing is a lot of people forget, like, you can pay the extra and upgrade. So, I mean, if you're coming for 4 days and you're paying $400 and something already, you can pay that additional $600 to get that platinum pass and not have blockout days and everything. And in this situation, even coming a week, it works out because that additional $600 is what you're saving on the hotel by doing it that way. So it can work. You got to finagle some numbers around a little bit, but you can balance out and get an annual pass here.
Insane. So reporting some of the other things that we saw on this, I know it's you're almost asking, was I only half paying attention? And you would be correct. I was only half paying attention.
No, we weren't asking that.
Some people were out there. After. Insane. Let me start over again on that. Insane.
Nah, nope. It's insane.
Oh, insane. That's
okay,
good.
I wanted a roller coaster. Yeah, we're going on quite the trip here. So just kind of bringing in then the other stuff that we've been seeing from other agents. One of our great agents, Mike, is actually covering for another agent at this time. And so out of the 57 reservations, I believe he checked this morning, he was only able to find free dining on two of them. 27 of the 57 of them were in that window, and or had the ticket type available, and out of all those, only two. And of those, only one was actually a savings because of the new rack rate prices and or ticket prices found in there. And the one room that he did find, I guess, was the Pirates rooms at Caribbean Beach Resort. Going along with that, both our agents, Kathy Werling, who you might have heard about in the future or past, present, I don't know. One of those, Kathy, and then another agent, Elaine. I keep, like, I should have said, Mike's last name is Finucci. You can use them as your agents. Yeah. I'm like acting like I'm protecting their privacy, like they're in the witness protection program. You can't know their last names. They're secret people. I guess you can't book with them if you don't know their last names. But Elaine Edwards and Kathy Werling, they're both kind of on the bandwagon that most of the people who already have something booked got it, like Sean mentioned earlier, at a better discount than what would be available now that the rack rate prices have gone up in price. With the 20%, it doesn't do a lot. But Sharon Pete's thought on this, his main thing that he wants people to take away from this is manage expectations. It's going to be hard to find any deals in this, but it's a lot easier to find a room only offer than it would be to find free dining. In regards to the room only, he thought that he would have saw something around 30% off. So the 20% off is more or less saying that they don't want to do this, but that they actually have to. And have there been better discounts before? Yes and no. The number of rooms available will probably be higher, but because of that, they need to offset it with less of a discount and more options. And Pete, this is where I get into my notes that I did not take. And here I was sitting on his couch saying, like, I am taking the best notes for what he wants A+. To get across on this show. And I did not write this one well. But Pete did think that there would be more dates for free dining than the 53 total that you can have for your start dates on there. And he says, don't be surprised if it doesn't fill up and then get revised in the future. But it could fill to what they need and then they're just going to be done lickety split on it. And that's the thoughts from the man himself that, of course, was sniffing around on this a couple weeks back. That's probably a gross way of saying that, but
you're like an old-timey detective. I caught him sniffing around back there, looking for them discounts.
I put on my newsboy's cap, and I just kind of like slip right into the 1920s without any...
He's got to get to his newspaper route after this.
I do, right. Yeah, that's very important. The people need their news. They need all of their Disney news. So, yeah, it's all very interesting, so... Be aware before you jump to conclusions on anything. Use a travel agent. They can help you get the best rate, like Sean.
Not familiar with the travel agency. Have you named one? just kidding.
I'm not quite sure. So, yep, that's all I have to say in regards to this. Does anyone have any last things to add?
I will just say a situation like this is one of those reasons, not to sound cheesy or like plugging or anything like that, but I feel like even in just the last year, making reservations at Disney compared to like when I was a kid and we just got in the car and drove, you know, 1,500 miles and we're like, we'll go to Disney today. That sort of reality doesn't exist anymore. And it is one of those moments where like a free dining situation like this, having to go through all those situations to find that best deal. It is one of those times where I'm like, it is a great time to have a travel agent to do this for you so you don't have to do it. Like, not to be cheesy or whatever, but we were talking about it this morning, and I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, that's how stressful it was making me feel.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's some times where it's a thing of like, I mean, even this morning with trying to find the, you know, the group I had that wanted 11 nights, they were pretty open. They just wanted a deluxe resort. So that means I need to go through and check all the deluxe resorts on their dates and make sure that, like, look at the pass holder rate, look at the regular price and the free dining to see if I can find it. And I mean, even just that this morning was at least 45 minutes to an hour on one person with that one, like just finagling those numbers. So, and that doesn't even include booking dining and fast passes and all that. So it can take a really long time. So it is easier to do that. I see why people do it. Yeah. I book a lot of cruise lines. So that's really more of that now, but it is Disney World's so time consuming to plan and figure out.
Yeah. And we'll get to you, Denny.
Yeah.
I just hate the idea that, like, with this one, from what at least our agents have seen and we talked about, I hate that they increase the price to then after offer a discount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then people fall for it in that sense who just are waiting for the discount, not necessarily the best price they can get and they could have gotten if they would have planned ahead, but just like, oh, I wasn't going to do it till I get this discount, but now I'm going
it's
to.
The it's the old Publix BOGO.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know,
it's like
you don't need it until it's on sale.
Yeah, and then when it's on sale, you're like,
you gotta
I
have
don't
it.
Remember it yep. being $5. Yeah. It used to be like $2.50.
And why did I need 16 bottles of Heinz ketchup? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is the only ketchup anyone should be using.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just buy it because you need it. Buy it because you want
this episode brought to you by Heinz ketchup.
I lost it there at the end. That was like I was almost there, and then I lost it right on the last thought.
But I want to agree with what Rhino was saying as far as being the one. It's already stressy enough to plan a Disney World vacation, and so to have somebody who is doing all the stressing out for you is wonderful because you do have to book your dining reservations and you've got to get the fast passes at exactly the right time.
I can't even do it.
I know.
I live
already
here.
The anxiety is creeping up. But having a travel agent at no cost to you be able to sort all those details out is a lot of fun.
Yeah. And sometimes nicer. Like sometimes the discounts, like they're not even really discounts. Like I was just telling the story before we started filming today that I was booking a trip once. And they had the summer package going on that they tend to have. And I was booking a room at All Star Music. And the price was like $177 a night at All Star Music for just a regular bedroom. Mm. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. So all I did was I logged out of my account. And I checked the non-pass holder prices. And it was like $117.
Yeah,
and I was like, what? That's what kind
Wait
of discount
a second
is that?
Here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's – I mean, any of those kind of stuff with the discounts. Another big thing is actual dining because I at least from my own experience, because I'm eating at the restaurants on a regular basis, I've tried a majority of the restaurants. And so when somebody does ask questions about we're kind of torn between this and this, you know, a lot of times your agent can give you a specific answer or at least can go do some of that research, as well as, you know, they do change head chefs quite often at Disney, more than or the average restaurant, I would say. And so sometimes within a year, I mean, we've seen it with Ohana and a couple other places where there's a lot of complaints now where people are like, I've not enjoyed Ohana recently. Yep. Whereas if you went 2 or 3 years ago, even looking on the board, somebody's like, well, I went 5 years ago and it was amazing. Like, and it probably was. But it changes over time as they get new chefs. And, you know, once a restaurant starts doing great, they move that chef over somewhere else to make help a different place. Yep. But then they get a new one in, and a lot of times they make changes people don't like. So sometimes there's that issue too. So especially if you have dining questions or you know you're going into it, like we want to do some sit-down restaurants, like that's also a good time to get an agent and just ask them questions and figure out what you want to do.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think that's about it for our discussion on all of that. So happy Amazon Prime Day for all the Prime members out there. And yeah, let's move on. So I know Sean
Are we sponsored by Amazon?
They don't have free things.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
No, it's today.
Don't happy. Yeah, we got to cut that out. So we're not sponsored by Heinz and we're not sponsored by Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Moving on, Sean was pumped for this. So we now have an opening date for Rise of the Resistance. And then also we now know...
Wait, I don't get it. Why was Sean pumped for this?
Pete told me in secret. I don't believe Sean wanted people to know, but Sean is on Team Kevin and
Yuli. Oh,
no. Star Wars.
I've seen the movies. I like them fine. I just... And I'm like,
You heard it here. He likes them fine.
I like them fine. I don't like... I don't need to rewatch them a bunch of times. I don't need... And I didn't need a land, but I also didn't need a Pandora land, and I love it. So
cool.
In that way, I'm excited.
I'm getting Jackie on the phone.
Jackie,
get it out there.
Hold the presses.
He likes them fine.
So I'm excited for what they're going to do. I just think it's so – because like with Universal, they take movies and turn them into lands, whereas with Disney, they take locations and time periods and turn those into lands. So like now Disney's kind of getting on this like – Avatar and Star Wars, and they're taking movies and creating lands out of them. So it's just different to me, I guess, because you'll like it either way. Like, even if you're not a huge Star Wars fan, I think you'll still like it.
You'll appreciate it.
Yeah. So but I'm not sure which side is the resistance. So I've not seen it that though. So
oh, dear.
Who's resisting who? In the, like, are the Jedi's resisting the Empire, or is the Empire coming back, or, like, what's that?
Rhino has never been so annoyed.
It's fine.
These are important questions.
It's cool.
There is a resistance rising, but I don't know who's on which side. So.
Well, usually those who are trying to resist are like the people who want to resist the bad. I don't know who would want to resist good things.
It's unless Darth Vader.
It turns into lust, temptation, gluttony,
fear, and anger.
So
you went right to lust, you little pervert.
I just was re-watching Seven, and it's all fresh right up.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Anyways, and also the other news on top of that was that we know the dates of when the cast members will have their preview for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge here at Hollywood Studios, so that will kind of give us an idea. You know, they'll probably announce as soon as the show's over when the annual pass previews will be and all that, but we can use it to kind of pinpoint an idea on that. But anyways, moving back to Rise of the Resistance, Disney announced that it will be opening Thursday, December 5th, 2019 at Hollywood Studios. Happy birthday, Walt.
Yay.
The biggest of Star Wars fans. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to make that joke on the show tomorrow, too. So.
We'll make that joke multiple times. But
I was reading somewhere online that Walt said that his favorite movie was The Force Awakens.
Amazing.
And it was online, so.
Wow. It must be true.
He was dead.
Craig, he was a Force ghost. You are remembering different movies than I am.
I don't believe in that. So that's just my theory on it. But anyways, yeah, December 5th, it will be opened here at Hollywood Studios, surprising a lot of people who were expecting it to open at Disneyland first. Theirs will open January 17th, so quite a bit after. Not too much, but, you know, enough to make a difference. But I could not be more excited for this.
Absolutely.
That poster that they released, so we don't have a picture up to show you here, but if of course it's on our story and Disney Parks blog story, it gave me the shivers. It's like because it's the same quality of a poster that you would expect for a Star Wars movie. It's just it's got this epicness to it. I just humdinger, I'm surprised.
Oh, if this ride if this ride is even a fraction as good as they've been like touting it to be, I'm ready to have my life changed. I'm here for it, and I am very happy that ours opens first. It doesn't really matter. It's just my selfish reasons that I'll probably be. Ironically, that was around the time I went to Disneyland to see the stuff last year. So it'd be funny if I ended up over there during this time. But I love Disneyland's Galaxy's Edge. I can't wait for ours to be open and be that guy where they're like, man, this idiot has nothing but time to go in and take all these Star Wars photos all the time. And I will be that idiot. And Craig will be shaking his head at me the whole time.
I know, bro. The last time we were in Galaxy's Edge, I was there shooting up until like the last second where it started getting uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't want to hide in the bush.
It's like, I mean, I couldn't waste my time. And guess what? None of that video has surfaced because I just remembered it right now as we were talking about it.
Oh, no.
Shot a whole bunch of
nighttime
park benches in there.
Really, I have a video where I'm like taking, I'm like, oh, it's so pretty. And you can hear me muttering to myself. I'm like, security's going to kick me out. I don't know where Craig is.
Like, he gets very nervous about that. Like, security will act like what everyone expected. Like, oh, the stormtroopers are going to be the ones to come and kick you out. Like, Rhino truly, I think, believes that that's how any security at Disney will handle. Like, they're just going to
move along. Move along.
Manhandle you.
Come on. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the night. You can go anywhere. You can't stay here.
Yeah. And it's true. We left with our lightsabers in hand.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm excited.
Hand in hand. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm excited. I agree with Rhino. I'm excited we get to get it first. And so the way that all of us were, and, you know, on this coast looking out at Disneyland when Galaxy's Edge opened and watching all the videos and going, okay, so what's the wait time now? And what's it going to be like? They get to actually start out here.
Yeah. Yeah. We get something for a change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Not that we don't ever, but no, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, I have the outfit already picked out.
I'm excited.
Is it pressed and hanging up?
It is, actually. Excellent. Yeah, right after Craig was with me, I was at Galaxy's Edge in the hotel room, and I was like, why didn't I order anything online? Because the clothing options weren't what I thought they would be. And then there was a sale, and I am thrilled. Can't
Excellent.
Wait to wear it.
Excellent.
I'm not expecting it to be the greatest thing that my eyes have ever fallen on.
That's your wife, obviously, right?
Of course, yes. Okay. Well,
just checking.
Oh, dear.
I think we'd start there. Okay. I don't know. I'm like the idea of world peace, I think, would come in at number one.
Okay.
Like the happiness of a person discovering something they love for the first time would be number two. And
sounds like a beauty pageant answer now, Craig.
You sound like Annie Leibovitz photographing babies and flowers
there
right now.
Like, right.
Any pictures of April 15th, like number or April 22nd, 23rd?
23rd.
Yeah.
23rd.
You need a light sweater.
Yeah.
April 15th is usually a bad day.
Yeah.
Tax day. So
he loves to watch people do their taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that brings emotions. And then somewhere in there is my wife, who I love deeply. So
thank God she doesn't watch this show.
This is why I say these things on here, to double check that she's not watching them, because if I don't hear about it, then it means she hasn't watched it. But anyways, on the B side of this story, the cast member previews for Galaxy's Edge will begin August 1st. So if in case they're entering from the onstage area, if you see a bunch of people going in, do not just crowd up. Like, you're going to get a chance to go in. Like, they're doing soft openings and technical rehearsals for everyone. It's going to be for cast members. They had their chance to sign up, I believe, yesterday, maybe something like that.
I think
so
it's Monday.
This coming one?
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, they're going to have their chance to sign up. And then the previews will be running on select days and times through August 16th. So kind of the best guess that we can have in terms of annual pass holder previews before, I would say it's pretty safe to say anytime after August, starting on or after August 17th, leading up to its grand opening on the 29th. But that's the best that I can imagine. Maybe it'll happen a lot, maybe a little bit, being that it's only going to be for those top three tiers of annual passes. They might not need to offer as many days, but I think it's pretty safe to say at this point, if you aren't one of those top annual pass holders, the Premier, the Platinum, and the
Platinum Plus.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're those, or unless you're a cast member who gets to sign up for it, don't plan on going inside Galaxy's Edge until it actually opens up on opening day. If for some reason you stumble in and no one says no, and it turns into a happy accident, why not?
And if somebody
buy a balloon.
If someone needs a plus one, you know where I am.
There you go.
Yeah, Rhino is always looking for a plus.
Just putting it out there,
to
huh?
be a plus.
To be a plus.
To be a plus.
In somebody's one. Wait a minute.
Get me all choked up over here.
Yeah.
Nice stuff. Okay, moving on. This is a long news day because we didn't come up with a segment, because I knew it was going to be a long news day, but off the Star Wars stuff, new renderings and details were released for Disney's Riviera Resort that will be opening in December. So we do have one of the pieces of concept art to show you. I only chose the one that is like the hardest to figure out what is actually happening. I was like, is it? If you're listening, you're not seeing it anyways. I'll paint the picture for you. Nighttime. Riviera buildings with lights on it. Tall.
Yes, nighttime. I've
is
ever
that
seen.
Pool.
Is that a pool or is
a
that
pool.
A is that a walkway that's just oddly colored blue? Palm trees. Does it inspire the Italian Riviera in you? The French Riviera? The Riviera? What can it do? Anything. But anyways, let's go on with this. As we've learned previously, the resort will be filled with the history and charm of the European Riviera, where Walt and Lillian Disney vacationed back in the day. When guests enter, they will see how Disney Imagineers created spaces that celebrate the elegance of a modern European retreat, blended with a touch of old-world glamour and a uniquely Disney twist, with precise details everywhere they look. So moving on, the overall design of Disney's Riviera Resort is inspired by the elegant early 20th century hotels situated along Europe's Mediterranean coast. Like the region itself, Disney's Riviera Resort will convey classic European designs mixed with modern expressions. Its articulated stone base and smooth stucco facades will be accented with decorative metalwork and colorful awnings. French mansard, I'm saying that wrong for sure, and roofs and Italian style arches and loggias will intermingle with other architectural styles found along the coastal regions. The center building or tower with expressive roofs and ornamental details will be at the heart of the resort. Adjacent wings are designed as if added progressively to accommodate more travelers. The resort itself is a layered story inspired by the buildings and architecture in Europe that grew and evolved over time. Holy crap, it keeps going.
That was very inspirational.
Oh, no, we're like only halfway there.
Oh, so dear. Okay.
Buckle up.
This book on tape ain't done yet.
Each wing of the resort will grow in height from 8 to 10 stories, allowing for sweeping views of the resort to be seen from the rooftop restaurant Topolino's Terrace, Flavors of the Riviera. Once Rhino mentioned the audiobook thing, I listen to a lot of Harry Potter audiobooks, and it's always Jim Dale doing the. That's a terrible impression.
I'm Hermione. Well,
I think
I'm Hermione. Portico's towers and terraces, as well as unique coastal-inspired color palette, will give each resort wing an exterior style all its own. A visual representation of the changes in design styles that influenced regional resorts throughout the century. I'm not even sure if I completed a sentence there. The window styles will vary across the facade of the resort with variations in size and shape and mullion designs. Continuing the inspired architectural details, the iconic window awnings of the region. I feel like I have said awnings like six times.
Lots
now.
Of awnings.
How many awnings do we need to
you
talk
like
about?
That lady on that. Remember on the Italy cruise when we were watching all the previews for all the that cruise line? What was the cruise line that we were on?
Viking.
Yeah. And every word was like, these traditional awnings.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Well, these iconic window awnings of the region will be married with shutters of varying colors and arrangements. A variety of decorative railings throughout will feature a subtle Disney twist with motifs of Mickey Mouse and his leading lady, Minnie Mouse. By incorporating these detailed differences into the design, Imagineers captured the progressive feeling of European architecture, imparting a sense of history and story that developed over time.
So if I ever run out of DVC shows, I'm just going to chop that piece of this video out, and then that's going to be a
That's good.
That's going to be
that's
a
good
show.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
very inspiring.
Who's up for it? Who wants to go stay there now? No?
I mean, I'm going to stay there eventually, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason, but I do want to see these awnings now at this point.
Well,
but yeah. I got to see that. I don't know. I think there's a resort that's kind of close to Disney Springs called Mystic Dunes, and it has a very similar look to Mystic Dunes. And so, like, it's not taking me to the Riviera. It's kind of taking me over there. But I mean, it's going to be a great resort no matter what, and I think it should be pretty nice. The inside looks a lot better to me than the outside does. I don't think the outside seems that substantial. It doesn't seem very Disney-ish.
It's
either.
Not as decorative as they're saying.
No. It almost feels like the other resorts that are on property, like the Four Seasons and that kind of stuff, which is great. I love, like, the Waldorf's my favorite, but I don't want that from a Disney resort specifically. Like, I want more Disney-ish.
Yeah.
So, Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom.
Where is this again?
It is right beside Caribbean Beach, and then also, right in the Pop Century.
Okay, over there.
Art of Animation area. So, a Skyliner.
That's what I was going to
say. Skyliner Resort. Okay. So, that'll get you where you're going. And, well, I just mentioned it, so why don't we wrap up our news with that? The Skyliner has an opening date.
What a segue.
September 29th. So, that's it.
Yep.
Spectacular.
It's going to be open. I am so pumped. Are we finally in a room here where there's no one who's just going to crap all over the Skyliners?
I can't wait.
No, I don't know.
I'm afraid of heights. Yeah. So I'm obviously going to ride it. And I do, when I see them zipping along, I am like, you know, it reminds me of when you were little. Do you remember the buckets?
The sky buckets.
The vision of multicolored buckets going through the sky to me does. I'm like, oh, Disney, and when Craig and I were at the Destino Tower, it was kind of crazy because you could see Galaxy's Edge right in front of you, the Hollywood Tower Hotel, and then I was like, oh, look, there's that strip of the Skyliner there too, and it'll be kind of crazy. It wasn't moving at that time, but I was like, it'll be weird to have this kind of always in motion thing mm-hmm. going on, and it's kind of like the world comes alive a little bit. I don't know.
It kind of channels back to Disneyland's Tomorrowland back in the day, where it was a complete land about motion. So you had the monorail zipping through, you had the people mover moving around, the submarines,
yeah.
you had the buckets flying through. Everything was so kinetic and moving, and it's welcome seeing it. Like I do hate mm-hmm. that it has ruined, like if you're standing right at the entrance of World Showcase looking out, now that they have all of the actual gondolas on there and you see it just go all the way across the backside of World Showcase, it does not look great from a visual perspective, in my opinion. But it's not, you know, I think I'm past the point of caring what looks good all the time in Disney. They have their moments where they try to nail it with stuff like Pandora's Charm.
Pandora's.
Pandora, the World of Avatar, and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. But it's just going to be such an amazing transportation system. I mean, if you've been skiing for years, you already know mm-hmm. how awesome they are.
Yeah.
But now the world will know them in a Disney
sense. Well, I was going to say what's cool is it's not a common mode of transportation. Mm. So, like, you know, when they added the buses to transport people between, you know, staying at the resort so you don't have to get in your car or worry about moving on vacation, I feel like, you know, that was an experience that when I finally partook in that when I was like 18, because we always stayed off property, I was like, oh wow, this is like, really, you can put this out of mind. And now you're saying you can just step on one of these every couple of seconds. It's kind of, it's another one of those. And I do like the idea that it is an uncommon form of transportation to take you all these places, give you these kind of views that you do get from the monorail as you go into Magic Kingdom, but now you get it in a different way. But I am afraid of heights, and they do go fast. And, you know, I have my reservations, but I am going to go in one, and I'm going to give it a try and see if it affects me and get used to it over time and stuff. They're not like, so high up that I'm, like, you know, paralyzed. But
the sky buckets were much higher. I remember being in the Magic Kingdom. Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, that's one of the big memories I have, is being in the sky bucket with my dad and in going over Fantasyland. And there's nothing on the sides of this bucket, literally nothing. So it's great to know it's all enclosed. It's lower to the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's been so neat driving through property and seeing them on the lines more often now and seeing them moving. They were hanging there all weekend, motionless. And it was just, it's neat to see, because it's just going to add to that magic.
And whatever keeps people who don't know where they're going off the road, I don't care what it is.
Well, amen.
Yeah. And that's part of it, too. Like, not to ever like bring this into a sad negative spot and bring up anything tragic, but it is, every time I feel like I drive through Disney property,
it's dangerous.
I feel like I'm walking right into a Mad Max movie. I have family who's a Disney bus driver. Sometimes I feel like the Disney bus drivers anymore are just like, they throw on that blinker and they're like, I'm just going. I don't care about anyone
else. Three lanes over, you say?
Yeah. It's like, why not go from the far right lane and cross four lanes over?
I see that at least once a day.
It's my duty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it just, so you add in that attitude with then a blend of terrible people like myself who, right, you know what? I know where I'm going. I'm sick of wasting my time. I'm going to go from point A to point B as quick as possible. Here we go. And then the confused tourists, when you mix all of those together, those roads are so dangerous.
Yeah.
Pretty much mostly for people like me who are causing a lot of that issue, but at least I own up to it. So adding a new type of transportation that keeps people off the roads
is a good thing.
A plus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And bumped. So, just like looking at the areas where the gondolas are going to be right now, they look like about done. So I'm wondering, maybe they're waiting till the end of September because of the heat, though? I feel like
no.
You don't think so?
No, it's, these things move so quickly. The ventilation is designed like, it's not,
it's basically going to be a fan running on you the entire time.
It's
like
fine.
Not an actual fan, but the breeze is supposed to control it. And I don't think you're ever even in one of them for more than like 3 minutes at a time or anything like that.
It's
maybe.
Like, I think it's not 8 minutes is the longest one that you're on.
If you
on,
went from beginning to
that.
End or something.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. I've been in Colorado up on a mountain. Granted, you know, you have a little bit different humidity levels and stuff, but it gets hot in Colorado, for people who don't know. I've been on a gondola when it's 90 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're designed to give you that airflow. in like it's actual engineers who are working on this. It's not like Rhino sitting there like I'm gonna put a window here.
Although that would be very interesting.
Let's poke some holes for the air. But it is also think about when you've gotten in your car that was waiting in the parking lot of Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom or wherever, and you know it was 95 degrees while you were in there. I don't care what sunshade or tan or tinting or anything like that you have on your car. It's 130 degrees in your car. Yeah. They won't get that hot. So it'll still be less than it would be for you to get in the car. And it takes my car longer than that to cool off. So mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, it's never going to be like I'm sitting in the a fire pit somewhere. Like I feel like every time I get in my car in Florida. So.
Same.
I mean, this may have come up already, I'm sure, at some point. Probably John and Kevin may have brought it up. But how are people in wheelchairs going to be – like if they're moving accessible. That fast.
No. So these gondolas, they come into the station mm-hmm. and they detach and they move around very slowly. And then they reattach on and they take off. And you get that nice little swing just real quick and then that level out. Okay. You're on your way.
Yeah, no, I think it's really good then. I like that. One of my biggest things is when you stay on property, I like a lot of the restaurants in the parks, but I like the resort restaurants better personally. And it is so hard sometimes to get from, you know, Wilderness Lodge over to Beach Club if I want to eat Cape May or whatever. So I like that there's this option now if I'm in Hollywood Studios and I want to pop out and go to like go over to Grandestino or you know, even Sebastian's at Caribbean Beach or whatever, it's very easy to hop over, get some food, come back if you don't want to eat in the park. So, or if you're staying at your resort or whatever. So mm-hmm. that is a good option.
Yeah.
I like the theming that they've done for each of the Skyliner stations because it's specific to that location, to that area. So
it's the Disney touches. Anywhere you can find the Disney touches, that's what you want. So,
I didn't mean to laugh so creepy at that. I'm okay. So sorry. I was trying to open my phone at the same time. Ill-placed laugh.
Okay, moving on. We're going to move on to rapid fire, and we're actually in a surprise twist. We're going to start with me because I thought we needed more time to go in. But mine's a simple one. As Denny has told the entire world, the NBA Experience Store opens at Disney Springs Westside. So the store is open now for all your NBA needs because who doesn't have NBA needs?
Critical.
I mean,
NBA
I don't,
needs.
But someone out there does, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And then they'll be able to get their NBA wear and gear. And then once the NBA Experience is opens on August 12th, then they'll be ready to go. So, if you need basketball stuff, if you need a Loungefly backpack made out of a basketball, why wouldn't you?
Is that in this photo?
Go over there. It's
no.
not.
No.
No. Oh. I felt like if I would have
It's in
just,
the article, though.
Yeah,
so.
It's in the article. Yeah. More photos of everything you can get there in the article.
Loungefly will make always, anything.
So. They will.
Yeah.
They
so,
will.
Hey, thank you, Craig. Let's move on. Sean,
you're welcome.
So, Blizzard Beach is going to be closing for a longer amount of time than it usually would. They closed Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach not at the same time, but they'll kind of do a month or two of one, open it, and then do a month or two of the other one, usually through the winter time. But this year, we're getting a longer time for Blizzard Beach. So that is actually going to close on September 8th, which is still pretty warm, and I use the water parks during that time, so I don't like that. But they, but whatever they're going to do, I'm sure will be pretty cool. So I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're going to do that, whatever it is, and it'll open back up after they're done, and then Typhoon Lagoon will close. So one is always going to be open if you still want to do water parks. You can go to Volcano Bay as well, or you know, Aquarius, Aquatica. Both those are good parks as well. So if you just have to go to a water park sometime this winter, like there are a couple of other options.
I want to believe that it's an issue like Disney had to release a bunch of snakes to deal with a rat problem in there. And now they're fixing. Now they have to go in and get all the snakes out. And they're predicting that it will take from September 8th until early 2020.
To rustle the snakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of snakes to get all those rats out of there.
I don't want to believe there's that many rats in there, first of all. But
yeah, don't talk to Corey then about his experience working at Blizzard Beach. Not Fiasco, Corey. So
I never worked at Blizzard Beach.
Yeah. So thank you, Sean. Fiasco.
All right, so mine's a little bit of a longer one. I'm going to make it a little bit even longer by plugging something. We're going to talk about Riviera, the resort, again. And if you're completely new to this and what it is and you don't know anything about it, we actually talk about this extensively on the DVC show if you haven't watched it before. About a month ago, if you look back at our videos, we did a full episode on Riviera, and it's going to be brought up much more in the future. So if you want even more information on that resort, which is a DVC resort, tune into the DVC show. But it's going to be hosting a mezzanotte at Topolino's, an Italian masquerade, on New Year's Eve. Buckle your seatbelts, because this is going to be a doozy. The newest DVC property is set to open in December, which will be hosting a New Year's Eve party on their new restaurant, Topolino's Terrace Flavors of Riviera. It's a rooftop restaurant, so you're going to have a nice view of some fireworks. You're going to be able to see fireworks at Epcot and Hollywood Studios. You're going to be catered in European-inspired buffet, food stations, tapas. Menu includes artisanal
yes.
cheeses, imported French and Italian charcuterie, house-made breads, chilled seafood, handcrafted pastas, European desserts, and more. Now, here's the kicker. Sounds pretty cool, right? Fireworks at two parks, all these awesome foods at top of this new resort for just the small price of $550, but that includes tax and tip. And
you get the food and beverages it's and fireworks. Like.
Yeah. So this is a limited capacity event. DVC members are going to get first dibs on it, and then from there it will go to general admission. So you don't necessarily have to be a DVC member to go. Although that price tag, I mean, I won't be there. I won't be there. But the check-in begins at 7:30 and the festivities begin at 8 p.m. Guests are advised that they should dress to impress. Acceptable options for ladies include dresses, skirts, dress slacks, and blouses. Gentlemen should wear a dress shirt and slacks and a collared shirt. Guests can also tie in a bit of red to the wardrobe as part of like the Italian New Year's Eve traditions. DVC members can begin booking this event on July 16th. And then on July 18th, it will go to general public admission. So if you're a DVC member and you want to spend $550 for this event, that's all you. But you have 2 days to book it before it's fair game for everybody. July 16th.
Good God.
Awesome.
It seems like a lot. Like, but if they're popping bottles of like Dom and I'm drinking like the toppest of the top shelf of liquors, then you can get up there pretty fast.
I don't.
You can make it worthwhile.
I did the 4th of July one that just happened. It was like $110 per person, I think. Yeah. And so that was on the Bay Lake Tower, the top of the world at Bay Lake Tower. And I mean, so it was like $110. And I mean, there were only 75 of us there. So, I mean, it was the most perfect, amazing view.
Wow.
Also, it was only $110 by comparison to $550. And it was open bar and, you know, they had like lobster roll and a lot of different, like, you know, it wasn't like pretzels and goldfish or anything.
You're not going to make up for it if you're drinking Bud Lights all night and stuff. But if they're offering like, well, and on a holiday like this, you would hope that, that they're serving only the toppest of the top shelves. Like Rhino would go and expect he likes the giant oversized bottles of Grey Goose.
You've been to my house, you know.
It's the ones that are like the equivalent of like 16 bottles all put together in one comically large one. That you
if it doesn't make
over.
Me feel like a small child getting into their parents' liquor cabinet, then what is the
you
point?
You don't want it. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Fiasco, for that news. We'll only have to stay tuned to find out if it was worthwhile for someone.
Oh, yeah. It won't
we
be
need
me.
A review.
I feel like
my birthday's the next day. I ain't doing it.
I will be at Epcot, so
it would need to you need to get a lot to $550. That's a lot.
It is.
I like champagne. Anyways, Denny.
Thanks. So we have gotten a new look at continued celebrations of the live-action Lion King that opens on July 19th. We've gotten a look at some of the things that they're going to introduce coming up on the 19th at Disney's Animal Kingdom. The very first is a new collection inspired by the Lion King of Dooney and Burke. And it's going to be located starting on the 19th at Mombasa Marketplace in Harambe Village in Africa, and at Discovery Trading Company at Discovery Island. And of course, it says while supplies last. So if you're really into Doonies, get there or touch base with someone who's going to be there. There's going to be a satchel and a crossbody and a tote all in the collection, and it's a green patterned background. And yeah, they're cute. And it's Nala and Simba and Timon and Pumbaa. So
it's one of the better ones.
Who wouldn't love that?
Lately. Yeah. So I feel like their designs have been off. I mean, I say that as someone who doesn't buy them personally, but only for my wife. And like the past couple ones that they've kind of released from time to time, like, ugh. I love Toy Story. I love Toy Story characters. And then it's like, I didn't like it. But that's my bigger problem of I don't care for 3D animated characters being translated onto a 2D.
This is the second time you've said this today. Yeah.
And it's something I'm going to keep fighting for the future with.
You should.
I don't like it, but very cool. Very good stuff.
But there's also a really cool Lion King scavenger hunt that's starting the same day on the 19th. So if you don't have, like, I know our time in the parks is precious. And so if you only have one day at Animal Kingdom or half a day, maybe you can't do all 25 of the Wilderness Explorer stops. So this is just going to feature 10 carvings throughout Harambe Village, and you'll be able to stop by any of the shops, a lot of the shops, and ask for the sticker and the maps. And then if you're finished finding all the carvings, either you've gotten all the stickers on the map or not, you can turn them back in for a safari surprise. It's exciting.
Animal
it's
poop.
Exciting. Oh.
If they brought back the animal
the snacks
poop
snack, that look like
and
poop.
That was the surprise, I would be going all the time.
You would be there.
All the two.
Incessant life. But so it's exciting. Neat stuff coming.
No, that was good.
Yeah. Oh, you sound so
I was thinking
genuine.
About feces.
Sorry.
The good
sorry
old days.
That.
The good old days. Yeah. Those were the times. Are you scratching your nose, or did you have something to say?
I wanted to plug something in real quick that we didn't mention yet. But if you didn't know, Rafiki's Planet Watch, because you're bringing up Animal Kingdom, Rafiki's Planet Watch just opened back up last Thursday. I went. There's a new experience there where you kind of get to draw with the Disney artist. It's pretty cool. Go check it out.
Yeah, you put That's a video it. Up. About your experience.
I did. I put up a little video.
It was
video.
Really cool.
It was kind of hard to – it was kind of – if you haven't seen the video, it's on the regular Diz channel. It's just a little overview of the experience as much as I could. It was kind of – you can probably tell it's kind of a hard thing to video, but I did the best I could. It's out there now, and maybe you'll be into it.
It looks like the cheapest attraction I've ever seen Disney create in the entire – it looks like somebody had an extra office building or office – like a conference room and got the chair. Like Disney was like, we have $200 left in the budget. What should we do for this? And they're like, all right, well, we'll bring that – you know, we do an animation class we used to do. We could do that in this random space and just put office chairs together with it.
I'm going
to
say, if only they had like this awesome space that was like an animation building where you could go inside – and you could actually learn to draw your favorite Disney characters in like a setting that was
themed to it.
Weird. Like, that would be perfect.
That would be cool.
So this wasn't an exciting experience, right? But I found it like therapeutic. I feel like would be the word. It was a therapeutic experience. It was nice.
So maybe if you're looking for like a quieter thing during your day and the air conditioning, because
and you get to sit down.
Animal Kingdom.
And you get to sit down.
Perfect. Now, I didn't watch it, but do they have a video that like explains what you're about to do? That's like that probably shows the clips of like all the animators working on the Lion King, standing there like looking at all the lions and then drawing them out.
So we drew Scar.
Uh-huh.
So it started off with just a video of like a lion in their natural habitat with some like commentary and jokes over it. And then the artist came out and everybody cheered and
lifted from the VHS itself.
That's why. Here you'll see Disney animators animating Bambi.
Yeah.
Look, they had to bring a deer right in there to show everyone.
But they're still doing the surgeries and stuff out there, right?
Yeah, because so it's, a lot it's of still the conservation station. There's still they're Perfect. Occupying the center of the center
nothing,
of the room.
Nothing like adding a drawing class in the middle of your hospital.
Right. I'm just going to slowly walk away with my pad and be like, yes, yes. Here we go. Anyways, thank you both for chiming in there. And Rhino, why don't you end this one strong?
I know this is one Craig wanted to do, but I took it. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is coming back to Disney's Hollywood Studios from November 8th to January 5th. 14 minutes long. That's all the information I have about it because I got this from the Walt Disney World website.
Bam.
Okay, but the real news story here is that Disney has announced the return of Tony's Most Merriest Town Square Party to the Very Merry Christmas Party at Magic Kingdom. The special event takes place as an additional paid extra to the main party and lasts from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Beyond the party's midnight end time at Tony's Town Square Restaurant at Magic Kingdom. Guests at the event can enjoy assorted themed food and beverages offerings such as artisanal meats and cheeses, as well as Tony's famous meatballs and more, including beer and wine amidst the festive decor and beautiful view of a decked-out town square. The event is hosted by Tony himself, who will entertain guests with upbeat holiday tunes and more. That sounds threatening. Also included is reserved viewing area for the 11 p.m. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Parade, and then Tony's Most Merriest Town Square is available to book now at a cost of $99 per person plus tax, and it is available on every Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party event night at Magic Kingdom Park. Admission to the park is needed, of course, and you can make those reservations online or by calling 407-WDW-DIME.
We don't have our party tickets yet.
I would like
but to. But I actually, this year, even if it's out, you know, normally for parties and stuff like that, I'm not going to beat around the bush on it. Pete is the one who's paying for it. I might pay out of pocket for this thing because there was nothing more frustrating than the spot that I had for my parade video. Like, I was set up for all this time, and then it just got ruined for the first parade. And then I was like, okay, well, it's fine. I want to be in this area where I was anyways, and I'll be able to still get a good video for the second one. And then, of course, everyone's blocked off, and everyone who paid for the Tony's Most Merriest Town Square Party comes out. There was only like 6 or 7 people in the spot actually watching it, and it was the view straight down Main Street.
It's a good
the
spot, best one. Under the tree.
No one was there watching it.
So it's like, not on the overlook, like the patio that they had there at Tony's.
It was
bring you out into the middle.
It was the under the tree spot, looking straight ahead. So not only could you watch it from arguably the best area, assuming that's the space that they will continue using, you get to watch it from the best area. You get all the snacks and treats. Like,
that's cool.
Starting to add it up, and you know what?
I don't want to be like the booze. But the alcohol, the booze, yes, it's a carryover from the Halloween party. But the alcohol, like Craig said earlier, can add up really quick. I mean, 2 drinks, you know, and that's, you know, $10 each drink, and then the food and the snacks and everything. But, you know, I'm not saying go here and get drunk. I'm just saying that some people, you know, it's a holiday festivity. You want to have a drink with a dessert or a meatball.
Takes you back to the good old days of when the world famous meatballs. When
I had no idea.
When your uncle got drunk at Christmas, it's just a whole
and just threw a meatball at you. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty fun event. I just can't imagine paying to go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and then paying again to go to a separate party.
It's essentially like $229,
right? Like, I paid for a party and then there's another private party happening within the party. Yeah. Like, and so now I've paid for two parties.
But you haven't even heard about the party within the party. Yeah,
there's only 10 people. Separate can go to. Room that right. you get to go into while you're in the private party, and you hang out with Tony himself.
You party with
comb
Tony.
His mustache and such. I don't know what happens in there.
It's a weird party.
It's a very strange party. You know what though? I think that's a good time to end it while we're talking about combing mustaches. This was a fun one. We've went through a lot. I've been just slowly watching the amount of views go down while the thumbs up. slowly go up while the thumbs down quickly go up. And it's been a time. It's been a lot of fun. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Diz Unplugged. I hope you enjoyed it. Regardless, we'll be back with you next week for another episode. Till then, have a great week, everyone.